Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in the book of Mark, and today I'll be reading from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, and I'll read that for us. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Okay, picture yourself being one of the disciples that were with Jesus here as he departed from the crowd. After a long day of teaching and ministering, you'd think that Jesus' priority was to find a place to rest nearby and turn in for the night. But to your surprise, Jesus picks up his things, points to the boat, and says, "Let us go across to the other side." And this isn't just a pond or a river either. The other side that he's referring to is the other side of the Sea of Galilee, almost 10 miles across. That's definitely not a short trip. But alas, what can you do? This is your rabbi, after all, and perhaps this would be a good chance to make a good impression and to obey him. Of course, all that optimism washes away partway through when a great windstorm arises and the boat begins to fill with water. Even some of your fellow disciples who are fishermen themselves and have experienced sailing in the rough sea, they start to panic. And amid all that chaos, as you start to wonder if you're going to be able to bail water fast enough to keep up with the waves and the rain, you glance into the stern to see Jesus fast asleep. Now, it's usually pretty obvious the disciples tend to be a little short-sighted and foolish, but I have to give it to them here and say that this is probably how I would have reacted too. You know, why would Jesus, as wise as he seemed to be, lead himself and his disciples into what seemed like certain doom? Although it hadn't at that point been too long since the disciples first met Jesus, they might have began to grow a little comfortable at the thought that their teacher is someone with authority and power. The disciples might have started to unconsciously think that maybe they're getting set up for an easy life, you know, following Jesus and enjoying the esteem and the honor by association. But what our passage today shows us is that if you are to follow Jesus, you have to be willing to go into some storms. Maybe for the first time, the disciples saw that this path forward with Jesus, it wasn't going to be easy. Now, our passage from Jesus' perspective is actually quite a bit simpler. Jesus knew that God was calling him to the other side of the sea, so he went. After all, there was ministry to be done. We see this in the passage immediately after today's. He was indeed tired, and he knew that there would be some downtime as they sailed, so he rested. And in regards to the storm that filled the boat with water, well, Jesus had something that the disciples didn't. Jesus had full faith in the Father. Jesus knew that the authority given to him by the Father made the winds, the waves, the rain, and the sea nothing more than just background noise. If the disciples knew that they were in the presence of someone who the winds and the sea obeyed, then there would be no need for fear. They would have known that there was no chance of them perishing that night, as they actually thought. For us, as we read this passage and picture this series of events, I wonder how confident we are in Jesus' authority and the power of the Father. I'm sure that the disciples, if given a hypothetical scenario, would claim that they would have full confidence in their teacher, no matter the storm or the obstacle. But when we come face to face with the waves and with the sea in our lives, do we walk the walk or do we begin to panic? And this isn't to diminish the many fears that might confront us in this life. Things like rejection, failure, sickness, depression, injury, poverty. These things are scary. And the reality is that we're not promised immunity from them. They are a very real fear in our life. So what should we do when we inevitably find ourselves feeling worried, feeling anxious? You know, in theory, it makes sense that Jesus will overcome everything. But when we find ourselves in dire situations, when our fears grab hold of us and our hearts are filled with worry and panic, what do we do? When the disciples were at their wits' end, and when the sea was threatening to swallow them up and the winds were louder than ever, all they had to do was call on Jesus. And yes, their cry of, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" betrayed their questioning and untrusting hearts toward Jesus in that moment. But it was a vulnerable one. It was an honest one. And Jesus, full of grace, immediately awoke and calmed the wind and the sea. He came to the rescue of his disciples and answered their call. You know, when we believe that Jesus has the power to overcome, I don't think the solution is to never feel fear or never feel worry at all. You know, in that situation, as the boat began filling with water and the wind and the waves were crashing against the boat, I think if the disciples felt nothing at all, then that would be a little bit strange. But instead, I think what Jesus wants us to do, what he wants us to practice, is to readily go to him, to call to him. And instead of just trusting that we won't ever feel opposition, that when those times do come, that we can just go to him and say, "Jesus, would you help us?" You know, as we close out our devotional today, let's take some time to look inward. What storms may God be leading you into as you walk with him? What things might be causing fear and worry to take hold of your heart? Let's remember, all we have to do when we are fearful and worried is call out to our Savior. Let's take some time to pray. Lord, I just pray for each and every one of us today. Lord, would you teach us this lesson that in life, the tribulations and the obstacles that we may face, they may be scary. They may cause us to worry and fear. But Lord, help us to take heart. Help us to know that you are a God who is so mighty, or whose plan ensures that we will never be anywhere outside of your protection, outside of your providence and your omnipotence. Lord, would you help us? Would you give us opportunities to trust more and more in you? Lord, I pray for any of us who might be going through tough times right now, who might have a lot of fear in their hearts. I pray that you show yourself to them, that they can look to you and say, "Jesus, would you help me? Would you save my soul?" Lord, be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.